Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning, and extremely local news. Let's say good morning to Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Hi, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy.
How are you?
I am doing good, and I am just pleased that the DNC is over.
Yes, we get our city back. Although I didn't really notice a lot of problems. I know in the general areas around the United Center, kind of busy.
Yeah, I would say if you're near the McCormick Place or United Center, it was a little rough to get around. But I would say Chicago came out looking pretty good that they pulled this off without a whole lot of problems. So good job.
All right, let's talk about preservation efforts in this beautiful city of ours.
Yes. You know, we really love following these stories where they take a really old building and instead of knocking it down, they find some adaptive reuse for it or a restoration for it. And a group called Landmarks Illinois is really on the forefront of this. They help broker some of these deals, raise some funds for it. And then when they do a good job, they have a round of awards. And they just came out with these are the Richard Driehaus Preservation Awards. And some of the places that we've talked about on air a lot, the Romova Theater in Bridgeport. If you folks haven't been down there before, it's a 1920s movie theater that they've turned into a concert hall. And Chance the Rapper and Quincy Jones and Jennifer Hudson own a piece of it. It's a really beautiful location with the brew pub inside. The Salt Shed got an award for turning the old Morton Salt Factory into a pretty great double concert venue. The old Lawson House on the near north side used to be a YMCA. It turned into affordable housing. And the old courthouse in Woodstock, Illinois, it's in downtown. They turned that into a big community center, too. So places all around Chicago just sort of getting their awards and recognition for putting in the work, and instead of demolishing these buildings or just letting them go decrepit, to really put some money into it and so the community can get back and enjoy them again. So congratulations to all the winners.
Talk about upcycling. I really love to see that, where you can reuse a building in a completely different way.
Yeah, especially, you know, these old theaters, I always
gorgeous.
Talk about it. They really are neighborhood centers, and there's so much history. Your grandfather saw cartoons there and movie reels, and it's just a really great way to connect with the past of the neighborhood and maybe hear a concert or see a movie or all kinds of different things. So I think it's great.
All right, so we've heard, you know, bookstores are dead, but not necessarily, huh?
No, you know, every once in a while, someone will pop up and fulfill a dream or fill a need. And one just opened just this week in the Old Town neighborhood. It's called Slant of Light Books. It's got a pretty cool location on sort of the garden level of one of those old red brick buildings in Old Town. It's 1543 North Wells, which is really that cool strip of Old Town up and down Wells Street where there's a lot of business. There's a lot of nightlife. This is right across the street from Zany's, and there really isn't a bookstore down there or an independent bookstore down there. So the owner, Jessica Marach, she launched this. It's open and just kind of a new place to maybe even just come in and chill a little bit in an otherwise hopping neighborhood.
And some new books will be sold there, too?
Yeah, they'll be doing new books, used books as well. They're going to have a Chicago book section, but also, you know, just a science fiction section. So some of the standard things, but you get a little bit. You might find a deal in there. You might find something that's brand new. So, you know, for all the bookstore lovers out there, if you're in the Old Town area, walk down the stairs and have a look around.
I love holding a book in my hand. I really do. And Moon Unit Zappa has a new book out about her dad, Frank Zappa, and growing up in that family. And she's going to be on the show with us on Tuesday. So I will be reading her book over the weekend, and I can't wait. And what are you doing this weekend, Seamus?
I am, my family, we're taking my son back to college tomorrow morning. So summer's over. We're going to drop him off, get him set up. But he had a good run, and he's I think he's excited to get back to University of Wisconsin at Madison. So go Badgers. We'll be driving up there and bringing home some new Glarus if they let me.
Yep, you got to get that spotted cow. All right, well, great. You have a super great weekend, and always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Wendy. You too.